Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened.
There is not a liberal America and a conservative America. There is the United States of America.
Good night, and good luck.
Hey, folks, it's Rick Wilson. Welcome back to The Elephant in the Room. Every Friday, we have a brief podcast episode for you where we try to peel back the reality of what's going on out there in the world to show you what's happening behind the curtain of politics. So I'm traveling this week, so I'm recording this in a hotel room. If you'll pardon the audio quality, I hope you will. And pardon the video quality, because it's late at night. Just got back from a couple of fundraising events and meetings in Chicago, which went great to get the Lincoln Project in gear for 2026 and 2025's races in Virginia and New Jersey. So we're excited about that. But the elephant in the room this week is a question. And the question is, who is that masked man? Every single fascist enterprise, every single autocracy, every single dictatorship in the history of the world has depended on some form of the secret police, some form of the unaccountable system of quasi-justice that is run by the dear leader, by the loyalists, by the people at the top of the state structure consider themselves to be the enforcers of the will of the dictator. We've seen this in a dozen different ways. Saddam had the Mukhabarat. The Nazis had the SS. The Russians had the NKVD and then the KGB and on and on and on. One thing America has never had was a secret police. We had abuses of power in different parts of the government over time. FBI was not great during the civil rights movement. We've never had a secret police force in this country until now. So I'm in Chicago. On the day I'm recording this, there were masked cops in the street wearing civilian clothes, full face masks, no badges, no IDs, no warrants, unmarked vehicles. The excuse used by Kristi Noem is, oh, our agents are getting doxxed. I don't believe that any nation where the police are unaccountable should extend to those police the courtesy of pretending that their identities are some special secret. Every police officer, with some weirdly narrow exceptions like long-term undercover work, whatever, should be required when they are arresting any person. And by the way, that includes people who are here as immigrants, whatever their status, they should be required to show a badge and a warrant and their faces. Because a secret police system where there are no badges, no ID tags, no identifying marks, no uniforms is not a democracy that lasts for long. It simply isn't. Now, California is passing a bill this week to mandate that ICE agents may not wear masks. We'll see where that goes. I promise you the federal government and Trump will defy that law. It'll go to court. But there's something that Americans need to start thinking about. When do you think Donald Trump and Kash Patel and Pam Bondi and Stephen Miller and the rest of the people in the autocratic sector start saying, well, we better use masks for everything. All cops better start wearing masks all the time. Why should they wear name tags? They could get doxxed. They could be known by their identifying marks or their names. Sorry, folks. That's part of the deal. That's part of the deal if you're a cop. You're going to have to be accountable. Anytime the cops are anonymous, anytime they can do things without any idea, without a single thought for a moment that the public, that their neighbors, that their families, that their superiors will know what they're doing, any moment you have where they feel completely unaccountable is a moment of civic danger for you. You don't think it now. A lot of MAGAs are going to, oh, that would never happen to me because I'm a law. No. These systems always evolve into the worst possible direction. The ratchet of accountability and abuse, lack of accountability and abuse, runs only one direction. You are going to see this start to happen with people who are not illegals. We've already seen it starting to happen in California when we have active duty military forces. Now, they are identified. They do have their uniforms on. They are not wearing masks to obscure who they are. But we are seeing a lot of ICE, DHS, ATF, and by the way, Republicans. Most of you used to say shit like, if the ATF comes to my house, I'm going to shoot them dead. If you're masked and anonymous and you don't have a uniform on, then there's a possibility Americans are going to say, I don't know who that is. And this cult of thinking that cops have a special dispensation from being identified is going to face a really bad time. Now, people have asked me, what can I do about this? Well, there's an emerging set of behaviors on this that I think are good. The first is, when you see these DHS and ICE people without uniforms on, without name tags, wearing the masks, call 911 immediately in your city or your county. Call 911 because you need to say, there are masked men, armed masked men outside of X or Y school. I don't know what they're going to do. I'm afraid. I see masked men outside the First Central Bank or wherever it is, the closest bank. There are other people who are throwing glitter on them, which I think is just a chef's kiss idea. But you also need to record these people. And you get the numbers on, get the tag numbers, because the cars still have to be registered. Get as much identifying information as you can, because it's going to become your duty as a citizen to make sure that people who right now are hiding behind a mask to abuse the power they are given. And this is a trade-off we make in a society. We give police and law enforcement tremendous power. We let them execute the power of the state, in which case they are allowed to use firearms and violence against you, and they are protected by law. Accountability is a two-way street. If these guys want this particular set of legal and civic protection, and they want this role where they're treated as, especially on the MAGA side, where they're treated basically as sacred, then if they abuse that power, and the abuse of that power always starts with the mask, it always starts with hiding their identities, it always starts with turning off the camera, the abuse of power will escalate. They will eventually lose their credibility in society if they do this.
We'll be right back. And now, back to the show.
I know that there's a streak of post Global War on Terror military folks who've gone into law enforcement who have a different version of this, a different attitude on this. It is a less civic-minded policing attitude. Cops play a vital and important role in our society. We need law enforcement in our society. But the idea that a lot of these guys have now is, I'm going to tool up in full body armor. I'm going to treat everything as a SWAT raid. I'm going to treat everything as door-kicking in Fallujah. I'm going to treat everything as if 60-year-old grandmother who's a housekeeper in a hotel somewhere you're dragging out in the street, it needs a tier one special operations unit to take her down. The over-exaggerated, you know, tactical Tommy bullshit is just that. There are a lot of these guys who are on Meal Team 6. They're not exactly out there sprinting across the desert to take down terrorists, but they certainly can throw their 325 pounds on Juan there, the gardener. All of this comes down, folks, again, to a real question about what kind of society you want to have. And if you want to be governed by people who feel like they are not accountable to the law, who ignore court orders, who hide their identities, who hide themselves in public, and yet use the power of the state and the power of force against people, both discriminately and indiscriminately, you're not living in the America that you think you are. It is a libertarian-leaning concern I'm expressing right now from the right, frankly. And I say this a lot. You know, these counterfactuals, I know they're boring for people, but if Barack Obama or Bill Clinton or Joe Biden sent out masked federal police of any description to do anything, Republicans would burn Washington to the fucking ground. Let's just say this. Republicans were so triggered by people wearing masks during COVID. Those masks were for people to protect themselves. There are mask bans now all over the country. States all over the country now ban wearing masks. Some states ban wearing masks just broadly, just in general. Some ban them during protests. If you believe for a moment that the world is safer by banning masks, surgical masks, N95 masks for people who are afraid of COVID or afraid of RSV or anything else, but you're not afraid of mask cops, you're not triggered by masked police officers, you're not triggered by anonymous secret police, no uniform, no warrant, no name tag, no face, no nothing.
We'll be right back. And now, back to the show.
You know, there are going to be people who get killed. And there are going to be people who, when they see the masked man kicking the door down, that doesn't identify themselves as a cop, doesn't produce a warrant, doesn't have an ID, doesn't have a uniform, come in my house, you're not coming out. This is insane. It needs to stop now. The government, at the highest levels, is complicit in this. They like the fear. They like causing terror because the blackout face masks cause terror. They know that they can never be identified if they abuse somebody. So they take a person out of a courtroom somewhere and beat the fuck out of them in a van. Who's going to know? What's their word against his? He never saw their faces. He never saw their names. They never told him their names. They never produced a warrant. Abuse of power comes as no surprise. And the mask has become an abuse of power. And the identities of these people are leading me to conclude that they might need to be doxxed. They might need to be identified, not because I want to have them suffer harm personally, but because if we have people in our society who can exercise violence, who can exercise the powers of arrest, who can yield life and death, and you don't know who they are, then your country is gone. Thanks, folks. That's this week's Elephant in the Room. Hey, I'm traveling this week, as I said, so it's a little shorter than usual. Thank you so much, everybody. We have got some amazing lives coming up on my Substack in the next couple of weeks, and you're going to be blown away from these people who are coming on. Really delighted. Also, join us over at the Twitch. And do me a big favor. Like and share this on the YouTube because it matters to the algorithm and we are all slaves to the algorithm. Thanks, folks. See you next time.
The Lincoln Project Podcast is a Lincoln Project production. Executive produced by Whitney Hayes, Ben Howe, and Joey Wartner-Cheney. Edited by Riley Main. Hey, folks, if you want to support the Lincoln Project's work against Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and this MAGA craziness, go to action.lincolnproject.us/helplp. If you'd like to get in touch or have suggestions for a guest or a show topic, or just want to say hi, our email is podcast@lincolnproject.us. For our MAGA friends, please, no more nudes. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Good night, and good luck.